This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Late yesterday, the New York Stock Exchange said it was going to delist Radio Shack. The proximate cause was a share price that hit 24 cents at the close Monday. That is 24 cents a piece, as in per share, which took Radio Shack down below the market capitalization requirements that the NYSE has for companies to be listed there. But the truth is, the company has been troubled for a good long while and, in fact, may not be long for this world. Bloomberg News is reporting that Radio Shack is going to shut itself down and sell about half of its stores off to Sprint. Josh Brustein has the cover story in Bloomberg Business this week. It is called Inside Radio Shack's Slow Motion Collapse. Josh, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great subhead on this piece. How did the electronics retailer go broke? Gradually and then all at once. It does kind of seem like it's been a slow motion train wreck for this company.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most common sentiments I heard when I first started making phone calls for this story was, I can't believe it's taken this long for this to happen to Radio Shack.
Why, though? I mean, it's not like we haven't known they were in trouble for years and years and years.
Yeah, Radio Shack has really been struggling to find itself and in some sort of danger since probably the early 90s. The answer for why this didn't happen sooner is starting in the late 90s, the chain really made a push to be right in the middle of the cell phone business. Mm-hmm. It did it at a good time, and that really sustained it for a while. So it actually papered over some of the stuff that was going on. It also, at the same time, allowed the chain to ignore other problems it was having. And once the cell phone stuff started to go bad, it hadn't maintained the rest of the business. Right. And that's when we started seeing everything at once.
A nod back to its heyday here. I mean, between the TRS-80, which was whiz-bang for its time, between all the transistors and resistors and cabling that it sold back in, you know, the 60s and 70s when it was huge. I mean, this store was it for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. People see Radio Shack now. It's kind of a joke, I think. Yeah. Like, people definitely talk about it as though, oh, it's this pathetic store. How is it still around? And you really forget that there was a high period for this company. It was right in the middle of the electronics industry at a time that people were kind of figuring out electronics for the first time, and it was there to hold your hand through it. You mentioned the TRS-80. That's one of the first mass market personal computers. Radio Shack actually manufactured it and sold it. It outsold the early Apple computers. So it really does have a bit of a pedigree. And, you know, there's happier times earlier parts of this story.
About the rumors that are floating around out there now that Sprint's going to buy half the stores and rebrand them as Sprint stores, Amazon has said to be interested. Should we assume that Radio Shack as a brand is done and it's just going to be subsumed into something else?
It's not completely clear that that's the case. I think it will be more clear very soon. For the last couple of months, Radio Shack's really been kind of circling the drain. It's been clear that the most likely outcome was bankruptcy. That doesn't mean that it would disappear altogether. But basically, what has to be sorted out in bankruptcy is what happens with all these stores. They have about 4,000 stores. It's way too many for Radio Shack to maintain, which is sort of why it has had so much trouble. But a lot of these stores are, they're valuable real estate, they're in long-term leases, and someone who does want to have a retail presence in electronics, like a Sprint or an Amazon, could find them attractive.
Josh Brustein writes for Bloomberg Business. His story, which is in the magazine this week, is called Inside Radio Shack's Slow Motion Collapse. Josh, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.